So, Megan, did you know that it's actually a rare genetic disease to be allergic to the sun?
I have actually heard about that, but I've never known that to, like, anyone to really do that or have that. So heard that it could be a thing.
This is a real thing. And check this out. I've got a story for you that has to deal with just that. There is a little boy. He's 11 years old. His name is Peyton Madden, and he lives in El Dorado, Kansas. And he's actually allergic to the sun. Wow. Now, this condition doesn't allow Peyton's skin to repair itself after it's being exposed to the sun. So imagine, you know, dealing with that. When you get sunburned, you know, your body heals.
Right.
Well, Peyton's does not. This means that he spends most of his time indoors. And when he does go outside during daylight hours, he has to wear protective clothing over every inch of his skin.
Wow. Okay.
So a bit of a struggle for a kid that's 11 years old that wants to, you know, go to school and have friends and do all that stuff. Well, the residents of El Dorado actually decided to get together and give him a fun day outside. So they teamed up with the National Organization for Rare Disorders so that they could create a special day for Peyton where the nighttime became the daytime. And he got to play outside without any of his gear on. And he had no idea what was happening until he rode his bike into town and was greeted by every member of the community who had all shown up to give him a day, which actually happened to be at nighttime, that he would never forget. So he got to ride his bike, swim in the pool, eat snacks, and, well, just be a regular kid. Because
what a neat idea.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I watched a video where he does go outside at nighttime, rides his bike and everything, but he said, you know, the biggest struggle is no one else is there. No one else around. Yeah. So they kind of flipped the script and made it look like everything was, you know, hustling and bustling during the nighttime like it is during the day. So that's a pretty cool thing and a great thing
really
that they did for them. So I'm sure he'll I'm sure the town will do a lot more days like that to help that kid out. So pretty cool stuff, and that's why it's the happy headline of the day.